Unit 14. The Corporate Culture of Concealment. The original Mitsubishi Company was established in the very early years of the Meiji Restoration. Since then, this giant company has been divided into many separate, independent companies. It is a very powerful group, and while most Mitsubishi companies have done quite well, one of them brought great shame on the Mitsubishi name. Mitsubishi Motors Corporation and its spin-off, Mitsubishi Fuso Truck and Bus Company, were responsible for perhaps the largest corporate scandal in Japanese history. Up to 12 top executives from these companies were arrested. In the year 2000, the company was investigated for hiding thousands of consumer complaints in order to avoid issuing a recall of vehicles. In that case, the company got off with an apology, a recall, and a small fine. However, the 2000-year cover-up turned out to be the tip of a giant iceberg of cover-ups. The full scale of the Mitsubishi Motors deception finally came to light in 2004. In 2002, a young mother was walking home with her two children in Yokohama. They had just been to the video rental shop. A large 220-pound tire suddenly separated from a passing truck and slammed into the woman, killing her instantly and injuring her two children. Due to the rather unusual nature of the accident, the Yokohama police took a closer look and found a pattern of similar accidents. They began to find other patterns of accidents that had one thing in common. They involved vehicles made by Mitsubishi Motors. The investigation grew, but the company never would admit any responsibility. Finally, in 2004, investigators were sent in to seize company records. They found a pattern of cover-ups going all the way back to 1977. Over a span of 27 years, the company had repeatedly covered up defects in their cars, trucks, buses, and vans. Thousands of accidents had occurred. They found that the company had concealed and faked data concerning defects in tire hubs. The hub could crack and fall off the axle. There were problems with axles that would suddenly fall off as well. The company had told their branch offices to secretly repair vehicles that came in for other types of maintenance. Approximately 26 defects were covered up to avoid recalls. Almost a million Mitsubishi Motors vehicles should have been recalled over the years. The Mitsubishi name still instills corporate pride. However, it was just such pride that caused the elite leaders of Mitsubishi Motors to develop what is called a corporate culture of concealment. They lost their pride and the public trust. The mother of the woman killed by the truck tire said that because they hid defects in their vehicles, they were guilty of her daughter's death.